Streets in Vura County, Arua District, are demanding for better roads, district hospital, better schools and water sources as various candidates continue with their campaigns for Member of Parliament position. Clara Dudu, a voter in Vura, says Yovan Adriko has managed to support women in the water sector but demands for a hospital and better roads. She says leaders need time to lobby and bring development in their area.
And I've seen capability in him, and he's a good leader, by the way. And he started his work, like, he's going very okay, there's nothing wrong, we loved him, but I'm just requesting, like, we should give him some, like, one time to accomplish his work, because I've seen the development he did, there's water plenty, women used to, like, not to have water, but right now we are okay, everything is okay. Yeah, and we are praying hard for him to go back, like, to bring for us, like, hospitals around, and to work on our roads, yeah.
Meanwhile, Samuel Achidri, another voter, says MP Adriko is a social person who has already started construction of protected spring water sources and he needs more time to implement the project. He says the district is mud with numerous disco holes which is soiling the people. He says the people depend on agriculture, but the area lacks modern farming practices.
I have four reasons. One, Honorable Yovan Adriko is a socially and emotionally the right person to lead Vura. Look at our roads in Vura, for example, the water points, hospitals, and schools. You'll find Vura is still behind him. He has already started the project of putting up so many water points. Why don't we allow him to continue with that project till he finishes? What about our schools where he is especially concerned? Why don't we give him time so that he improves upon the results of our PLE and O-level results? What about our moral decadence? You will find so many dancing arena everywhere. Why don't we continue to use him so that he's able to stop some of these things from escalating? Look at our agricultural growth. Our people depend on agriculture, at least 100%. But there has been not a single modern method of farming in Vura. He had started with the spreading seeds for the people, the maize seeds, the nuts, and all others. Then why don't you allow him to continue to give out this support to the farmers so that with time eventually they come to modern farming methods? And then you will also find that the people of Vura are suffering because they don't have access to good schools. That's why they cannot even go to well-to-do, well-known schools like Cindy and others. But if the people were empowered to practice agriculture at the right time, at the right place, in the correct way, people will realize the money, people will realize the economic values, and then send their students to the best schools.
MP Adriko says the National Resistance Movement, NRM party election, was marred with irregularities, which has forced him to contest as an independent. He says the community still needs to be educated on the roles of Member of Parliament as compared to community expectations. Adriko pledges to fight poverty through government programs.
I will make sure my people should come up from the poverty. This is to support household income, which is very important. You can see my area, my people are 99% are farmers. So this means the government with NRM has done a lot also to uplift the people. For example, in the past development model. Now, this money we have agreed, so in the parliament also there, from 1 million, we are going to increase 2 million. This money is going to rotate to all the households. Here, I'm going to make sure to support also the groups, like the youth group, women group, elders, I've already started. Then the little man I got, I'll put where to their circles, yeah. So then to support them. Because if people come out from the poverty, then it's going to bring the development. But if your people are very poor, then mindset, if you're not there, I'm telling you, people will not develop. Then I make sure that to support the youth. For example, the youth activities, which is going on. I support them with footballs, then I support them also for their groups, and also others. This means still I have plans. And fiscally, I went on the ground. So as I was speaking, I support my community, which is called Protect Spring Water. I have done already 146. We have the evidence. There's a very big water source at Kuruba called Nyanza. So which support the Kuruba hospital. It's me who supported that project and then in the community. And also on the ground there, I will make sure that also our roads, I'm going to lobby the government, then also to open the community roads. Because one of the roads will be smoothly, so that my farmers will go where to the markets with their goods.
Vura County in the 2026-31 election period attracted six candidates contesting for the position of Member of Parliament. They are the incumbent Yovan Adriko, former Minister Gabriel Ajeda Aridu, Dr. Maira Kefa, Emmanuel Adradu all on independent ticket. Others are Lenia Charity Kevin, the NRM flag bearer, and John Anguyo, the Forum for Democratic Change, FDC candidate.